This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has once again put forward China's official position on its claims in the South China Sea, rejecting suggestions made this week by the Philippines, Japan, and the United States. Wang Yi, speaking at this week's ASEAN Regional Forum, says China has been forced to make clear its stance amid issues raised by those countries at the forum. But in making the statement, Wang Yi does say the general situation in the South China Sea remains stable, saying the possibility of a major conflict simply does not exist. In addition, he also says China has the same concerns as other countries when it comes to freedom of navigation in the South China Sea, noting most of China's merchandise flowing in and out of the country is transported on the sea. The National Meteorological Center has raised the alert level for the approaching Typhoon Sutilore from yellow to orange, the second highest alert level. Forecasting models are expecting the eye of Sutilore to hit the east coast of Taiwan sometime around midnight tonight. The storm has been increasing in strength and is expected to hit Taiwan with winds of around 185 kilometers per hour. It's expected to lose power as it crosses over Taiwan, but will still hit the mainland coast near the border with Fujian and Zhejiang sometime late Saturday afternoon with typhoon status winds of around 120 kilometers per hour. Sutilore reached its peak intensity late Monday in the western Pacific with winds of over 280 kilometers per hour, making it the strongest storm anywhere on the planet so far this year. Egypt has opened an expanded Suez Canal with the hope of helping the country's economic recovery. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has attended the ceremony to open the new waterway, which has been expanded in just 1 year at a cost of more than $8 billion U.S. dollars. The Egyptian government financing the entire expansion itself through bond issues. The project includes a newly dug 35-kilometer waterway alongside the original 190-kilometer-long canal. It's also deepened certain areas of the existing canal. Egyptian officials say the new waterway, expected to increase annual shipping revenues by some $8 billion U.S. dollars a year over the next 7 years. At least 8 people are dead and nearly 200 others wounded following a car bombing in the eastern part of the Afghan capital, Kabul. It's said to have taken place near an Afghan army facility in the area early this Friday morning. Local police in Kabul say all the victims are civilians. A military helicopter crash in northwestern Pakistan has left 12 people dead. The medical helicopter was carrying relief goods to the area when it went down. Bad weather is being pointed to as the main factor. Northwestern Pakistan, along with many other parts of the region, have been battered by unusually heavy monsoon rains this year. Regional authorities in Xinjiang have created an online platform for people to report illegal or harmful information discovered on the internet. People online in Xinjiang are being encouraged to provide tip-offs about possible terror propaganda, religious extremism, and online rumors. Internet users in Xinjiang can access the platform through more than 300 different websites in Xinjiang, as well as through instant messaging services such as WeChat. Xinjiang has around 15,000 registered websites and more than 17 million internet users. China's anti-pornography office making a new push to get amateur sex videos off social media. The new drive comes following a series of high-profile sex videos being posted online through social media. 5 people have been detained across China since July in connection with the videos. One of them includes a Chinese couple having sex in the change room at a retail clothing outlet in downtown Beijing, which went viral around the world. The anti-pornography office is demanding severe punishment for those who both upload the videos and for the companies that host the videos. In making the new push, the anti-pornography office says the videos are derailing social decency, disrupting online order, and trampling on China's moral standards and laws. The latest stats show the net profits of China's largest securities trader dipping substantially through July. Revenues for CITIC Securities coming in at 3.6 billion yuan, or just under 600 million U.S. dollars, down some 20% from June. CITIC's net profits coming in at 1.5 billion yuan in July. This is down nearly 37% on a month-by-month basis. Other domestic traders, including Haitong Securities and Founder Securities, have also both been seeing shrinking revenues and profits. The overall volatility of the markets being pointed to as the obvious factor. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.